I actually cannot wait to tell you about this because I reckon you're going to lose your mind.
Really? Better be good.
Do you do Lotto and Powerball?
God, yes. You've got to have some sort of hope of winning something to change your life.
I actually thought that you would. Yeah, so do you do it every week?
Every couple of weeks. I mean, if it's a big jackpot, like you're talking anything over like a million, 2 million, it's got to be like 10 plus.
Okay, so then do you go straight down the newsagent and get a quick pick?
Yep, I can't be bothered to choose the numbers because if you go the same numbers, my dad did this for years, same numbers all the time and didn't win a thing or maybe $3 or $4 here and there doing all the birthdays. I said, Dad, change it up. Do something different. So with the quick pick, random numbers spat at you and you got a bigger chance of winning.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say the week he stopped doing it, then he won. Well, one lucky Queenslander, wait for it, is $50 million richer.
Who the hell's that?
Than they were yesterday. They've taken out the entire Powerball jackpot. Well, they don't know who it is.
No way.
Because look at him. It's not a registered player. So the
identity, I'm not a registered player.
Well, that's right. You should be registered.
Could it be me?
You can still get a quick pick. Well, did you get one? Oh my! Can you?
I leave it up to the good lady wife Ness to handle that. So I'm assuming she did get it. Although I haven't seen it up on the fridge.
Oh my goodness!
Did we miss out?
Can you imagine? I actually can't even imagine what you would do if you won it. Yes, so this person wasn't a registered player, so they don't even know yet, as far as we know. What would you do if it was you, Bilks? I mean, would I never see you ever again?
Funnily enough, I still love doing this. Mm-hmm. I'd have to have a real tussle with, do I turn up for this every day knowing I've got $50 million out the back?
I don't reckon. Well, I don't know, actually. What do you think? Honestly, what do you think you would do? Do you think you would quit?
Well, I don't know if you'd quit, but I think time would come probably a couple of months down the track. You might irk me about something, and I thought, you know what, Ali, I'm done. And that's probably what would happen. But I still love doing this thing every day.
You're just backing it in that I would be the one that would be the end of your radio career.
Yeah, probably.
You'd be sick of me. I'd annoy you.
But 50 mil, it's life-changing. I mean, you could buy a couple of houses. You could go, you know,
more than a couple.
With COVID gone, you could go anywhere in the world, have a villa here, there and everywhere and actually live the life of Riley.
Mm.
And I've been wanting to go to Italy for years and, you know, wanted to discover some of my family roots in the Ukraine. This would be the perfect opportunity with means to do a tour and not have to worry about, you know, doing it on the cheap. Like, you wouldn't have to backpack. You'd do it down a river cruise. You'd have the best in airline seats. Hell, you'd hire a pilot and have your own plane, I think.
Look at you.
Have I given it much thought?
He's got it all mapped out. I am not a selfish person. I hope you've won. I actually hope you've won because I just think it would be so hilarious.
Now, you say I'm not selfish.
To see what you'd do.
You say I'm not selfish.
Yeah.
If I won it, I'd never tell anyone. I'd never tell friends, family, because you know what? They'd have their hands out.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying you are selfish? 100% selfish.
Well, not in that way, but when
would you give me any?
How long have we known each other? My family's here. You're over
here. My previous co-host and I, we had a deal going. And so you're not going to do that deal with me.
What, if you didn't marry anyone, you'd
No, marry that each was other. Not the deal. It was a lotto deal.
What was it?
Well, we'd give each other some of it. Absolutely.
Put it this way. How much would you need to get out of debt? I'd happily hand that over. That's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Selfish.
But come on.
Come on. What about a holiday? I at least need a holiday.
In 12
Look
months,
at me,
like
I've got
everyone
no,
else.
Not a scrap of makeup on today.
And you're still beautiful.
At least buy. Thank you. He doesn't mean that. He's laughing as he says it. You can at least buy me a spare makeup kit to put here in the cupboard.
All right, that's the deal. If I win Lotto, you get a spare makeup kit.
No,
you get all the Avo toast you want.
You said you're going to pay off my debts. Don't backtrack now. I want my debts paid. I want a holiday and a spare makeup kit.
I have
kit,
to consult
please.
With my wife
all
before
right,
any
yeah,
of that
I'll
goes on.
I'll accept that. Ness will be the one. She'll go, oh, Al, here, doll, have 2 mil.
You know what, she would. And I'd be staring at her going,
yes.
That's 2 mil less we don't
you
have.
You would be filthy.
48 instead of 50.
You tight one.
I'm greedy, all right?